Welcome to the Campus Talk. I'm Alex Payne.
I'm Jesse Garwick.
And I'm Courtney Swessinger.
And we're glad to have you joining us on this edition of Campus Talk. Today we're going to talk about the latest issue of the Campus Chronicle that's on newsstands now. It's been out for about a week now. And on the front page, you'll notice a proposed addition to Building 7. This addition honors a former chef at the Iowa Culinary Institute here at DMAC that passed away last summer from cancer.
And let's see, that's additions to Building 7, which I actually haven't really ever been inside there. I mean, I've been near it, but never really been inside. And how long was it supposed to take, you'd say? A few years, maybe?
Well, right now they are working on the $3 million fundraising to get the money to do the addition to Building 7. And once that money is raised, there will be more information coming out on
the timeline. So they haven't actually set a date yet when they think it's going to be completed. They're just kind of
saying, we have not been told yet a date that has been done. The fundraising needs to be completed first.
Well, it looks like a really, really fancy addition. I mean, I've always been a fan of, like, things with huge glass windows.
I wonder if they're still going to continue that one thing where the students for, like, $10 can go grab a meal.
Yeah, the bistro actually will be an addition to help get more room for the bistro and more kind of things for the Culinary Institute to have more programs in the evening with their gourmet dinners and things.
Yeah, well, that sounds like it's going to be a great addition.
Yeah.
Very yummy too one,
bad,
too.
Too bad I won't be a student by the time it's completed.
Yeah, but there's also another great story on the front page about a speech center new on campus that's offering students a new way to learn how to do speeches. Courtney actually reported on this. Courtney, what's some of the things that you learned?
That they actually do have a way of hooking up with an iPad mini to record an iPad to record speeches, something that half of our staff is jealous about. Mm-hmm. That they actually get the iPad. And also too that students can go in and practice during their off during when the, even though there's set hours for help, students can go in and practice on their own, and they're gonna have TV hookups. So students can practice their presentations if they have, like, a PowerPoint to go along with it.
So this is, like, for speeches in class, right? If you
want
to practice a speech.
It's not limited to just the speech classes. Any speech for any class.
Because I was going
to
say, I know, like, DMAC has a drama, not really an institution, but they do a bunch of dramas and acting. Are those students able to go in there as well?
I'm pretty sure they can, but as long as they bring their assignment sheet with them, because honestly, the staff in there isn't mind readers. They want to know what the requirements are for the speeches.
Okay, so people aren't just in there goofing off.
No.
That's it. That seems like a reasonable thing to require.
Yeah, well, anyway, looks like it's a great program and addition onto campus to help students learn, along with the Academic Achievement Center that's already offered in Building 6. Now, another great addition onto campus is a new road that will be that will help complete the DMAC Boulevard loop.
Finally.
This road will be built this summer, hopefully to be open for the beginning of the fall term. And it will be connecting the parking lots between Building 1 and Building 7, and this will be a project that they received $800,000 from the Iowa DOT to complete. They'll also be working on grade work to have a future four-lane road through there. But right now they're only working on a two-lane road. And in the future, once more money becomes available, they will have a four-lane
road. Now, if I understand correctly, this road will before you had to go from Building 1 and then if you wanted to go around to Building 7 or Building 6 or anything like that, you had to go all the way around DMAC Boulevard, which you had to pass Buildings 5, 8, and 9, and 6 just to get over there. So if I understand correctly, you're going to be able to travel from the Building 1 parking lot over to Building 7 and then over to, like, Building 6 where the library is, if I'm correct?
Yeah. It's that same parking lot between Building 6 and Building 7 that's connected.
Okay, that'll make things a lot easier.
It's going to be a great addition, along with other great things that you can go through the Campus Chronicle and see. You can see our coverage of the water main break that we had a few weeks ago, Building 1 being open. We also have our every issue we have a food article with our Clip It and Cook It. This week's edition of Clip It and Cook It is orange chicken.
Yeah, that's a nice recipe. I've already used that once, actually, myself.
So we have great opinions in our award-winning opinion section. along with, on our back page, we do have a Valentine's Day section. So you can find cheap dates, the best value kind of dates, ways that you can save money while you go out for a nice date. There's a whole bunch of things. Our writer Megan Myers did a great job on coming up with those, along with special messages for a special someone on the back.
Now, I keep forgetting, when is Valentine's Day this year?
This Friday.
Oh, so it's coming up real fast here.
Mm-hmm. So if you don't forget, there are places, don't forget to order your flowers and bring your chocolates in for your special someone.
Okay, well, it looks like we have a great week ahead of us, and we have Olympic coverage that will be coming up later on in our next issue of the Campus Chronicle, along with the next edition of Campus Talk podcast. So thanks for tuning in to this week's edition of Campus Talk.